What's that all about? Your gift to me? Yeah, the massage. What were you thinking? Are you trying to prove something? Is this some sort of intervention that you weren't planning on telling me about? What do you mean, what do I mean? You know exactly what I mean. You paid for the platinum package. Believe me, they made that very clear. You just wanted the best for me on my birthday. Well, yes, I enjoyed it, but that's not the point. Now, I don't know, everything's different, and it's all your fault. Are you seriously trying to make me believe you had no idea what sort of massage that was? Well, yes, I did have a woman massaging me. You made that very clear, too. No, I probably wouldn't have been very comfortable with a man, but... Okay, fine. You want to know what happened at your birthday gift to me? Well, I walked into the spa, if you can call it that. I was led to a small little intimate room, dimly lit with that strange kind of meditation bell chimey yoga music. Then I got undressed, put my towel on like you would for a regular massage, and then the masseuse came in. To be quite honest, I didn't even really look up at her. I was lying down on my belly, ready to relax. I've just been under so much stress lately. Yeah, I know. That's kind of why I thought you gave me this as a birthday gift. But obviously I was wrong. Yeah, let me just finish my story and you'll know why. The masseuse introduced herself and she began by rubbing oil onto my back, massaging my shoulders and my arms, and it felt amazing. Just what I needed, especially on my birthday. Then she just flipped my towel up just a bit to expose more of my legs, and I felt her drip warm oil up my calves and thighs and start massaging it in, down one leg and up the other, really high on my thigh, which I figured was fine. I mean, we're both girls after all, and it did feel really good. Then she told me to spread my legs a little. Again, I didn't really think much of it. She started doing this thing where she kind of rubbed her hands back and forth between my inner thigh, from the knee, slowly up, 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 higher and higher, until I was pretty sure that I felt her pinky finger kind of brush against me. You know, right there. Down there. Against my private parts. Well, that's what I thought. Maybe I'm just imagining this. And then she moved on to do the other inner leg and inner thigh. Same motion, back and forth, up, 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 all the way up, and I felt it again, her finger brush against my pussy. I didn't really know what to do, I didn't say much. Then I felt her kind of slipping the towel off. I grabbed for it and asked her what she was doing. She said it just makes things easier when you order the platinum package. She said you were very specific with what you wanted for me. You wanted the works, every bell and whistle. So, I didn't want to argue. I figured this was the norm. It was one of their common packages. And so she got rid of my towel and then asked me to flip onto my back, which, again, was a little strange. I'm not used to lying naked in front of a strange woman. And she started to massage my neck and my shoulders and my arms, and then she started massaging my breasts. She dripped oil all over them. She stood at the tip of the table, kind of just leaned over me. I could feel her own breasts kind of hovering over my face. She leaned over to rub and squeeze and massage my breasts, all slick and slippery. And then she started rolling the nipples between her fingers. Well, I didn't say anything. I don't know. I thought this was some sort of all-over body relaxation technique. You're the one who bought this for me. How was I supposed to know? Well, I just let her continue. And she asked me how I was feeling and if I liked it. And I don't know, I guess maybe I just moaned. It felt good. I tried to avert my eyes from her own big breasts or nipples pressed against a tight little dress thing she was wearing. And then she told me that I had beautiful breasts, and I don't know what came over me, but I told her that she had beautiful breasts too. And she smiled and moved to the side of the table and just started unbuttoning her dress. She undid all the buttons of the top of her dress until her big tits spilled out. She did have really amazing tits, maybe even better than mine. She kind of cupped them a little and made some sort of similar comment that we both had beautiful tits. I was so distracted by watching her, I didn't even feel her other hand at first sliding up from just above my knee, higher and higher between my thigh, until her slick, oil-soaked fingers started rubbing against my pussy lips, and I gasped and kind of bolted up and asked her what she was doing. She just smiled and told me, "Platinum package, remember?" That's when she slipped her finger between my pussy lips, rubbing over my clit, massaging me. Well, my pussy, that is. And I felt her other hand spread my lips open wide. Everything so slick, and she really knew what she was doing. She started rubbing my clit in slow little counterclockwise circles. Then she'd shift and go clockwise. Then she'd rub up and down a little, and side to side, and clockwise again. Oh, it felt so, so good. And my pussy got so wet. I don't know how or why, but I was really fucking turned on. There was no hiding it from her. All she needed to do was slide her finger down a little bit further, and she could feel how wet I was. She smiled at me, and she moaned. She slipped her finger inside my pussy. I just let my legs fall apart and open even wider, just giving in to the feel of her hands on me. Feel that finger slowly penetrating me, sliding deep into my pussy, all the way in and then out and then back up through my pussy lips to rub my clit again for a bit. She was making a wet mess of me, teasing me. That's what she was doing. She was teasing me. She leaned down into me a bit so her big tits could rub against my thigh, against my belly. She seemed to like that, rubbing her tits against my soft skin while she played with my pussy. She told me to bring my knees up a little and spread my legs open wider for her. I don't know why I didn't stop her. I guess I was caught up in the moment of it, looking at her pretty face and gorgeous slick tits on me, feeling her add another finger into my pussy that was so wet, finger fucking me on that table in that dim, intimate room, smell of that oil, and started to wonder if she was wet. I couldn't help it. I mean, I know this is her job and everything, but she really seemed to be enjoying fingering my pussy. She was moaning, and I knew that if her pussy was wet, it meant more than just giving some random stranger a massage. She would have been turned on by me. She would have thought whatever we were doing together was sexy, intimate, hot, whatever you want to call it. Never in my life before had I ever thought about touching another woman's pussy. But in that moment, my pussy just got so wet when that thought crossed my mind. And the hem of her skirt was so close to my hand. All I had to do was flip my hand around my palm, facing up, and slide it just a tiny bit closer to her, slip it between her spread legs, and she wasn't wearing any panties. I wasn't expecting that. I thought maybe I'd just feel if her panties were damp, but I encountered her soft, bare pussy. And I heard her moan and bite her lip as I started to touch her. She was wet. So fucking wet. I slid a finger up inside her too. And then another one, fingering her with the same movement that she was fingering me. She had the advantage of a spare hand that she used to rub my clit faster, finger me deeper, and while the rhythm of her fingers inside me got faster too and deeper, and she hooked her fingers just a tiny bit, hitting a spot that I swear to you, I don't think anyone's ever hit before, and I could feel it. I could feel my orgasm coming on so fast. I started fingering her fast too, wanting her to come, wanting her pussy just to soak my hand for some strange reason. Oh, I cried out. I couldn't help it. I totally forgot that I was in the middle of a spa. I just started moaning. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. And she just kept repeating, yes, that's it, let it go, and she started coming too. I know it. I know what it feels like when a pussy grips my fingers that tightly and starts milking them. Besides, her legs were trembling and my hand was getting so wet, not to mention between my legs. I actually squirted all over the fucking table. So intense. Never done that before. I've never done any of that before. Never had a woman touch me. Never touched a woman. Never came for a woman with a woman, never made a woman come. It was just, it was not what I expected. And afterwards, when that orgasmic haze kind of lifted, I was so embarrassed and kind of freaked out and still really aroused. Just looking at her, fixing her dress, trying to fit those big tits of hers back in and pull the bottom of it down over those wet thighs that I knew I was responsible for. And I could smell her pussy on my fingers. Fuck, I could still smell it on them now. Oh, God. Fuck, it smells so good. And I guess she figured that I was embarrassed or something. She was really sweet. She leaned in and gave me a soft kiss on my lips, which was another first for me, but I liked it. Then she told me she'd give me some privacy to get dressed, and she wished me a happy birthday. I left an extra tip. I don't know if that was the right or wrong thing to do. I just got the hell out of there. I wanted to come over here and, well, confront you. Which is what I did. I'm sorry. Reliving it, just telling you about it, gave me a different perspective. I haven't felt this good in... Fuck, I don't remember ever feeling this good. Relaxed. Fulfilled. Excited. Scared. Confused, but still really, really good. And for the first time in a long time, I can honestly say, I kind of liked your birthday surprise. Well, you're not known for being the best gift giver, but I think you might have got it right this time. I guess I'll have to go back and see for myself. Oh, thank you for a gift I didn't even know I wanted. It's truly priceless.